Hi, this is Jeff Hicks with Real Wired. Hope you're doing great today. Let's get started. We have a problem. If your entire firm's data was locked with CryptoLocker on Tuesday, would you be out of business by Wednesday? Could you recover? Zunshin is a Japanese concept of a state of awareness, relaxed alertness. In martial arts, the term is associated with remaining awareness, being focused without distraction. When it comes to your appraisal firm, is cybersecurity a top priority? It should be. It keeps me awake at night thinking about the global number of people and the tools available to them, hacking away at our office infrastructure, cloud resources, cell phone apps, and elaborate wire transfer schemes through phishing. Do you have backups that actually restore? How long would it take you to restore it? Do you know where all your stuff is? Do you know all your logins and passwords? Pen test, also known as penetration test, is ethical hacking to test the security and, in some companies, compliance of your office systems. Companies like Align provide this service. For a couple of bucks a month, some companies actively phish your employees to see how good your employees are trained. A phishing example might be going to your CEO's Facebook page and notice that they're currently enjoying a trip to wine country. They would then go to the company's website to determine who handles accounting. This faux criminal, cyber criminal, sends a fake email on behalf of the CEO to the bookkeeper talking about how much fun they're having in Napa Valley. Then comes the casual ask. Hey, can you wire some money to this account? I totally forgot to ask you before I left on my trip. Thanks. Context seems legit. In the last couple of years, I have participated in Digital Hands Managed Security Service Provider, MSSP, Security Summit. Top-notch speakers include CTOs from Fortune 500 companies, FBI cyber agents, and academia. These very informative seminars have taught me tiered cybersecurity impacts. Tier 1, critical business impact. Tier 2, operational damage. Tier 3, minor informational. A Tier 3 breach would be annoying, but not hugely disruptive. A Tier 2 would be damaging and cost real money, loss, and time, and your clients would notice. A Tier 1 breach may not be recoverable from many firms. So what's the solution? One suggestion is 3-2-1 backup. This rule is to have at least 3 copies of your data, 2 backup copies on different storage media, and 1 off-site. Cloud backups are very inexpensive, like 5 terabytes for $75 with iDrive. Confirm that the backups are working with email failure alert notifications. Hire an MSP like LM Consulting in Tampa. Pay for a pen test. Make sure you document in old school paper logins and passwords for every service that you use. Create offboarding procedures for ex-employees. Practice Zunshin. Be focused with passive awareness to potential business loss. Be aware of the real cost of tiers, especially a firm-killing Tier 1 breach. I hope you avoid having to say, "We have a problem." Well, I hope you have a great week. Thank you.